John Horst, Bucks GM, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline after the Bucks win last night over the Cavs, make a couple of moves over the weekend. John, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, John.
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Boy, you kind of surprised everybody by pulling off this trade this last Friday. Has that been in the works for a little bit? How did that all go down?
Yeah, the strategy behind it and kind of the overall concept that we were able to accomplish in the deal with Cleveland and Washington is something that we've targeted and been working on for quite a while. Specifically, to do it with Cleveland and Washington is something that, you know, for a few weeks we've been working on and going back and forth and trying to figure out some parameters that made sense for all parties. And at the end of the day, we're happy with the result, how it impacts our team now and going forward. So we feel fortunate we were able to pull it off, but we'll see how it all works out now.
I'm fascinated, and I know every trade is different, but like a day in your life, I'm just fascinated by how these things come together. Are you constantly on the phone? Like when you're talking to us, are you checking your phone right now, making sure that there's nothing that you missed? This trade in particular, or just trades as a whole, how long before they're, I guess, from conception to birth, how long do these trades usually materialize?
My daughter and definitely my wife would tell you I'm constantly on my phone, for sure. I think like every deal is different, and obviously they're different in the way that they're structured, the amount of players that are involved, the amount of different moving parts that are involved. And so I think, you know, literally it's been part of things in the past that have taken several months to come to completion, and have been part of things that a team calls you or you call them and put them on the clock within an hour and they have to make a decision. And so I think every situation is different. It's usually a deadline-driven league. There was a bit of a deadline that was relevant in this discussion for us, which helped us kind of figure out a few additional parts to this. And I think, you know, I think they're just all different.
Bucks GM John Horst joining us, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. So from a fan perspective, we see the move, and it looks pretty good in terms of how you can keep this core together for the future, assuming that the Hill contract comes off the books, and we'll watch and see what you do with all that kind of stuff. But it does, I think, signify that between Brogdon and Middleton and Bledsoe and even Lopez, you've got a group there that they're playing well together, but also their contracts are coming to a point where there needs to be some negotiation because, well, they're expiring. Have you targeted within those guys, this is the guy we want, this is the guy we want, and we'll try to get this guy? Have you targeted a plan for what you want to do with that core, or is that not really something that you have an idea of yet, and maybe you'll see this play out? How certain are you, John, I guess, of what you want the team to look like with those guys next year?
Yeah, I think at this point, with the way that we started the season, the way that we're playing, some of the advanced metrics, you know, relative to our net margin and just overall offensive rating and defensive rating, this is a core group of guys that we all feel like we can get behind and feel very confident in the group that we have. I always say it doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to look to do things to improve and adjust the team if needed. But this group, you know, the starting five is one of the top starting fives in the NBA. With us having Chris and Eric and Giannis, that trio is, I believe, maybe the highest scoring trio in the NBA. If not, they're top two or three. And, you know, they're all headed and led by Bud in the coaching and the job that staff is doing with these guys. We feel like there's a lot of improvement and upside with this group. So we do think we're performing at a pretty high level right now, but we also think this group can continue to improve because of the age and because of the influence of our coaching staff.
When you look at the players around the league and guys you might be interested, do you have to always look and say, hey, this guy's he might work with Giannis, maybe he won't work with Giannis? I mean, not that he doesn't have to work with the other members of the team, but, I mean, Giannis is obviously the centerpiece. Is that what you got to look into and say, well, this guy might be good, but I don't know if he's going to fit with Giannis?
Absolutely, Chuck. For us, fit is everything. And so fit on the floor, fit off the floor, you know, how do they fit in our environment, our culture, the overall just characteristics of the people that we have. We think we have a great group of guys that fit with each other and like each other. Style of play, you know, Giannis obviously commands a ton of attention, so your ability to make open shots and make basketball reads and have an high IQ, the competitive level that Giannis plays at and our whole group plays at is a factor. And so, yeah, I think you saw it with Brooke Lopez and Ersan and Pat Connaughton and Dante, the guys that we added. I think you even see it with the coaching staff that we ultimately decided to go with. I think the fit with Giannis is paramount, and now the fit within Bud's system is paramount. So those two things for us are very significant.
You know, next like 3-4 years or so, you're going to not have a first-round draft pick. How do you feel about that? Is that really all that important?
So, Chuck, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Just a bit of an education for everyone. It's kind of being reported that we, like, basically traded every draft pick in the future of the franchise forever. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say it's really not that extreme. And part of there's step-in rules. So you're not allowed to trade two consecutive draft picks, first of all. In the way that we were able to create protections in the Bledsoe trade last year, when we were able to get Eric for a protected first, and then in the trade this year, where we're able to trade a protected first to do the things that we just did here, more than likely we'll actually have 3 first-round picks in the next 4 drafts. And we'll probably then give up the 4th one the year later. So really we should have 3 and 5 and end up trading 2 first. There's no scenario where we trade more than 2 first-round picks. And so however many years you want to go out and project this, at the end of the day, at worst-case scenario, we'll trade 2 first-round picks. At the best-case scenario, we'll trade 1 first-round pick and 2 future seconds. And so... And in a series of these deals, we picked up a couple of additional second-round picks from Washington. And so, we had to trade, you know, some future assets and some things to facilitate these deals, but we were able to do some creative protections and get some things back. The cupboard's not bare. I mean, we will be drafting. I promise you, my scouts are still out watching college games and international basketball, and we have a lot of work to do in the draft in the future coming. And we're excited about that, even though we did have to move a few assets to do these deals.
John Horst, GM of the Bucks, joining us here. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Giannis making some news, not just for his accolades on the court and how well he's performing all these Player of the Month Week awards, but I thought it was interesting that he doesn't like working out with some of these other stars. These other guys want to work out with him, maybe Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Giannis says, no, these guys aren't my teammates. I don't want them to pick up my tendencies. Would you, as the GM, encourage Giannis to work out with some of these other guys, or do you like that he's kind of taking that bunker mentality?
Yeah, I think, you know, I like that Giannis is his own person. He understands what he needs to do to continue to improve. We'll continue to make suggestions and things along the way that we think can help him, but I'm not upset at him for wanting to kind of take this bunker mentality if that's the approach that he wants. And in the same breath, if there's a certain former star, current star that he wants to spend time with and learn from, he'll do that. I mean, so that got a lot of publicity, but obviously when he spent time with Kobe this summer, that got a lot of publicity also. So it's not that Giannis doesn't want to get help from anyone at all. I think he's very intentional and specific about who he wants to work with and who he wants to help him improve in the summer.
Would you be like, hey, Giannis, I know he's not our teammate, but I'm trying to sign this guy. Can you just go work out with this guy in the summer, or you're just going to leave that alone?
Yeah, I'll leave that alone for sure. I think Jeff Van Gundy this morning on NBA radio made him his automatic MVP for life because of the comments. So I'll let Jeff run with that one.
You know, I like that mentality because I mean, there's too much of this buddy-buddy in the NBA. I mean, you're supposed to hate the other guy. When did sports ever become so friendly?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I know for sure on our team we have ultra competitive guys that you know, maybe that's part of Giannis's, you know, special kind of approach and mentality to this thing, that there's nothing more important than to him than winning and competing, including friendships. And so that's probably a little bit of behind what he said as well. But I agree with you, Chuck. I think there's been a shift in that mentality, and I feel fortunate that we have guys that compete at the high level that they do on our team.
You know, to get Brook Lopez, you know, especially at the price that you got him, that was a pretty good find, man. That guy has been a key part of this stretch so far.
Yeah, Brook's been fantastic. And you know, last night he made a few threes again for us, and that's been a huge thing, and that's the thing that people talk about most. But I think, you know, our defense and our rebounding when Brook is on the floor is significantly better than when he's off the floor. And just the kind of the attention to detail he has, the physicality he plays with, the ability to take up space on the interior and just be big and be a deterrent has really helped our team defense. And obviously the spacing's been big for us too, but we've been very, very happy with Brook's play so far. And I know our guys love him too. He's been a fantastic teammate.
John Horst, GM of the Bucks, joining us, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. I don't know if it was a story or a non-story, but when Middleton sat on Saturday and then didn't play on Wednesday, you know, personal reasons not with the team, that's fine. Then there's like conflicting reports, Is there anything going on with Middleton that would cause you guys not to look at him as a future piece of this team, or is there just a lot of junk going on out there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to answer the question, I was going to say absolutely not. So you said, is there a lot of junk going out there? So I said absolutely not, and absolutely yes.
Well, you've met Buck's Twitter. It ain't the greatest place to be.
Yeah, no, it's Chris is 100% a part of the current and future of this team. He's a core member of our group. You know, our second best player. You know, he loves the role he has in this team. Loves playing with Giannis and yeah, there's nothing going on. And quite honestly, I just think it's unfortunate. Like, Chris had personal things to attend to at home, like we all do sometimes, and missed a day of work, and that's literally it. And the timing was bad because it came off of the heels of, you know, getting limited time against the New York Knicks in a game that we all struggled and we were searching and trying to figure out how to win. And then he had some personal things to take care of at home, like we all do. And the stuff that's come out of that, I think, is really unfortunate because, you know, it's just not true at all. You know, Chris had personal issues, just like we reported, and it's no longer the case. And I thought he was fantastic for us defensively in Toronto against Kawhi, did a fantastic job. Had to go against Klay Thompson the night before. And then last night I thought he did. Again, I think he's really kind of played much better on defense. And, you know, offensively players go through ebbs and flows, and he'll work his way through it. And we know he's an explosive offensive player that we need, and we need to play at a high level, and he'll get there, you know, shortly.
I guess going off that and a couple of the questions we ask you, I'm going to ask this one. We did Ask Horse hashtag on Facebook and Twitter. This is from David. He says, do you have intentions on bringing in a second big-time player to pair with Giannis? And this is David's words. Clearly, what is currently on the roster does not qualify as a big-time player. How would you respond to David on that one?
I would say that anytime a big-time player, however anyone classifies that, becomes available or is an opportunity, it's our job to look at it and study it and try to figure out if it fits us. And if it doesn't fit us, we're still extremely – where I would disagree with him is we're extremely happy with the group that we have, and I truly believe that whether people see Chris and Eric and Malcolm and Brooke as the appropriate supporting cast or not, as we continue to improve and play under Bud's system and get better as a group and gel. Again, this group hasn't played together very long yet, and we're 18-8 right now. I think over time, if we continue to have success, people will start to understand that this group could be good enough as it is.
Bucks GM John Horst. I have a bunch of DJ Wilson questions, but we'll save that for another time. I love watching that guy bank threes. John, we do appreciate some time. We will check in with you down the road if you're willing.
Great, Bart. Great talk. Thank you, guys.